And joining us right now at PMP Network is Pamela Conveal and Susan Hagen-Nipp. They are the co-founders of We Sings. And, you know, the We Sing program, for all you folks out there who don't have kids, you can shut off the radio now, unless you have grandchildren or something, because this is something for parents, because I am a parent of two. My kids grew up with the We Sing program on cassettes for the most part, videotapes. We still have them lying around the house, but now they're on DVD, and there's a new one called The Best Christmas Ever, which is a lot of fun for the kids out there who want to have a little holiday musical. We're going to talk right now to the founders of this company, which I think is great. I always love positive, good quality entertainment for children, and this is it. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How you doing?
Great.
Let's talk to Pam first. You're from Nebraska, huh?
Well, that's where I was born.
And raised in Oregon.
Mostly I'm from Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I guess music was a part of your life growing up?
Yes, it was, and it extended into adulthood, and I guess music and children have always been a love of mine, and so it's wonderful that it could turn into this kind of work.
Now, how did you hook up with Susan?
When Susan and I were both elementary music teachers in the Portland, Oregon area, we took some classes at Portland State University in the summer to get our fifth year, and we met there and became friends and continued our friendship, and she had been a music teacher too, so it just kind of evolved into what we were doing. We wanted to find something that we could stay in the field of music, be at home with our own children, and We Sing was born.
Now, Susan, did you think this was going to be a business, or was it initially just to have some fun and maybe entertain your own children?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. We started out with trying to do the very simple traditional songs with our own children. Pam had two wee ones, and so did I. And even playing those simple circle games like the farmer and the dell and not remembering, okay, the farmer takes the wife, and then, okay, does the wife take the nurse or the dog? You know, we couldn't remember all of those words. And so that's what made us start thinking, well, you know, we were music teachers, and we can't remember the old favorites. What are other parents doing? So initially, we put together our first book just to share with other parents, and we had workshops and teaching them things to do musically with their children. So, no, our original intention was just to work with parents that we knew and doing our workshops, but then as it grew and grew, it became this huge business, and yet, you know, ultimately, our intentions are still the same, reaching out to parents and teachers of how to use music with young children.
Yeah, Pam, I'm going to have to talk mostly to you because Susan is so low that she's not even registering on our equipment here.
Oh, dear.
So we'll have to talk with you.
Okay.
I remember back when the kids were young. My children now are 10 and 13, but I remember when they were babies watching these We Sing films, and the kids loved them. They would start to sing along with them, and they actually got to enjoy music through watching the We Sings. And I think that's a real positive thing for these kids.
When one of the things with our music teaching background that Susan and I both learned was the value of music for children, not only in the joy it brings, which to us was the most important thing, the joy that it brings, but developmentally, how listening skills are enhanced, coordination skills are enhanced. Just the more that you, that children are involved in music, actively involved in music by singing and dancing along and doing the finger plays and the motions, they also gain a great self-confidence. And the rhythm that is being put into their little bodies and the melodies and the joy, it also carries over into reading skills, and they do seem to do better in school if they've had these experiences as young children.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to put this into, with our videos, we wanted to give the children an experience of singing and dancing along with lovable, wonderful characters, with stories that had a moral, as well as lots of little learning things within them. And since the musical was one of our favorite avenues of of enjoyment as adults, even, you know, Sound of Music, Lion King, things like that, that just give you that feeling of wonderment and joy. We wanted that for children aged 2 through 8 to be able to experience that same thing. And so that's kind of how the videos were born. And we still don't find anything out there like the We Sing.
No, the only other ones that I actually can endorse, because I thought they were really good quality stuff, was the kids' songs stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like that as well.
And a lot of times, there is a difference, and there's room for a lot of different things on the marketplace. But ours are the musical story that goes for an hour, a story driven by music.
Right.
Whereas most of the other things out there, including, I believe, kids' songs, from where you go from one song.
Yeah, they're kind of like little music
to
videos.
Another, vignettes, yeah. And where ours is a full-on musical with live actors and
all right. And who comes up with the characters like Poofer and Dimpy and Snooter?
Well, Susan and I do that, and then we have a writer that that puts it into a screenplay format. Yeah. So you have to put on your childhood hat, as Susan says, who does a lot of the writing. She has to put on her childhood hat and become a child herself.
Now, you've got a new animated film coming out, I understand. We Sing with We Friends, is that true?
We have an animation piece that we have done that is a special feature on the video. So on all of our We Sing videos that are out on the marketplace now, it shows this little animation piece, which is just adorable. It's singing and dancing with fun characters.
Is that something you're going to make into a full full-length feature?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a little preview.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like I thought it was really cute.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, good.
Yes, I watched it. I had my popcorn.
Did you sing Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes with it?
No, but I remembered that, though.
Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, all the songs, it's really kind of funny because you hear them so much when the kids, as you know, when they like something, they play it over and over and over again.
Yes.
So many of the things I heard when We Sing was first out, I can still sing pretty much word for word because it's in my brain.
Yeah. Well,
it's unfortunately occupying space that probably should be used for work, but, you know.
Well, you know, there's something to be said about traditional music, and I'm glad to hear you say that, because one of the main things that Susan and I wanted to do, one of our main goals, was to keep tradition alive, because we found that it was truly being lost, a lot of these wonderful children's songs that are a part of our heritage. And so those will carry on and hopefully stay in your brain so you can share them with your grandchildren.
It's actually fun stuff. And folks out there can actually learn more about the We Sing stories and products. And you can visit their website at www.weesing.com. And the DVDs are about $14.95. They're also available at Borders, Barnes & Nobles, and Amazon.com. And I got to tell you, they're a great gift. If you have a relative or friend or young family member, these are great gifts, especially if you want to introduce them to music. And, you know, a lot of school systems are de-emphasizing music as they cut budgets, and that's the wrong thing to do, in my estimation.
Yes, and that's another thing that we feel very strongly about, that music is so important in the life of a young child, developmentally, spiritually, just all kinds of things, that if you can give them music at home, you're really giving them a gift for life.
Absolutely. And I know both of you folks have adult children. Any grandchildren yet?
Oh, yes. We both just became grandmothers. So it's exciting. Now we get to start over and really test all this stuff on our grandchildren.
Exactly. Now, what do the grandchildren think of We Sing?
Well, they're pretty little. Susan's grandchild is just a couple months old.
Oh, I see.
And I have a little, well, maybe only 1 month, I think, Susan, right? And I have a little granddaughter that's 10 months old.
Ah.
So, but I tell you, I've been doing all kinds of things with her as far as everything on the changing table just to keep her attention. And it's amazing the rhythm and the all of the wonderful things that she's gaining just by having music as a part of her life.
Yeah, well, we played music for the kids even when they were in vitro.
Yeah.
And I'm a strong believer of playing and singing at all ages.
Yes, and it's a great way to get to know you know, the mother's voice that way, and the father's voice too.
Yeah, I used to sing all the time to my kids because I like to sing. But now, with my children being 13 and 10, it's, Daddy, don't sing in front of my friends, please.
It's embarrassing.
Yes, Daddy, you're embarrassing me. Walk 10 faces behind and don't sing.
But, you know, they're always going to remember that.
Yeah, but I do remember one thing about my own childhood, and I believe this strongly, that my best work when I was a kid doing homework and stuff was with music in the background. And I do believe that music is an integral part of success in life. And, in fact, studies have been done here in our hometown here, where Stoughton, Massachusetts, has one of the top bands in the country. The marching band has won national honors, and so has the jazz band. And
yeah,
many of the students in those bands do extremely well in all their grades and all their subjects because of the music connection. There's definitely a connection there between music and success in other pursuits.
Yes, there really is, and a lot of studies have been done and are still being done to prove that fact. So I'm just hoping that parents realize, especially if programs are cut in schools, first of all, that they don't wait till the children get to school to have music experiences, that they give them to them when they're young, preschool, but that they will continue music experiences for them even into the school age years if they don't have music programs at school.
You folks might have seen We Sing featured in People and TV Guide and Wall Street Journal and Billboard and USA Today and all these other magazines. It's a great program, and I give it a hearty endorsement. And folks, if you want to check it out yourself, you can go to WeSing.com, WeSing.com. And ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Have a nice holiday.
We will. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.